It's the Bob Boocast. What soundbite will Bob be grabbing today?
5 minutes and counting.
Okay, I've been back and forthing with J-Ray with his issue on his USB mic not working, and so he's decided to move into a slightly more aggressive approach. He's said he wants to get a Blue Yeti with a pop filter and a boom for about $131.50 on Amazon, which is okay, but I've got a much better package for him. So this is what I'm recommending, that he gets the Eurorack UB802, which is a Behringer mixing board. It's got two mic capabilities. It's got auxiliary inputs. It's got an FX send, which will enable you to do a mix minus. It doesn't have sliders, but I don't think that's a big deal. It's got tape output and input, which is great if he wants to plug in his iPod, can actually play that to his audience and then comment on the music if he wants to, and a lot of functionality for him to grow into. So that's what I'm recommending as the mixing board. Then for his mic setup, I'm recommending he gets this nice package. It's an AKG mic with a cable and a boom, and that would just go straight into the balanced input on the mixing board. Okay, we've got a nice pop filter here, 6-inch, which should work fine. That's an amazing price as well. We're going to get to the prices in a second. The fourth thing that he needs is a way for the analog mixing board to talk to his computer, because it sounds like he wants to go straight into his computer for recording, which is okay. Quite frankly, I'm going to talk him into getting a digital recorder in the future, but for right now, he should definitely get one of these. And once again, it's a Behringer. It's called a UCA202, and basically it's a analog to digital converter. You go out from your tape outputs on your mixing board into this unit, and then there's a USB unit that you just plug straight into your computer. You don't need any extra software. It's an awesome device. I've used it several times. Now that sounds like a ton of equipment compared to what he was trying to get, which was basically a Yeti, you know, the Blue Yeti. Mixed feelings on that. He could go for it. The Blue Yeti is a sexy looking device, looks really professional and everything. It does have a USB, so it goes straight from the mic into your computer. But my worry is that you're going to have the same problem as you had before with the radio station. Looks good and everything, but the package I'm talking about looks great and probably will work a heck of a lot better. And the problem with the Blue Yeti, you're stuck with it. If you want to grow, you want to have, let's say, you got a really cool song, anything you've got on your MP3 player, you want to put it through onto your show and say, oh, listen to this great little jingle I got. You can play it right through your mixing board. With this Blue Yeti, not going to play. The other thing with the Blue Yeti won't be able to do is you'll only have one mic. You can't have a guest come in one day and mic them up. That'll be a nightmare. If you decide you want to do a mix minus, which basically means setting up your studio so you can go like a Skype call out and record what the person is saying on Skype and put that into your computer, definitely that's something you want to do. Now you'd have to have a second computer for that, but everybody's got a second computer that'll run Skype, so that's definitely an option. And then you've got all sorts of other auxiliary inputs, and this is the smallest mixer out there that does all this stuff. It is amazing. It's tiny, so it's not going to take up a lot of room. Now, let's just take a look at some prices, because I just checked them out on Musician's Friend. Now, I mentioned in Musician's Friend a lot to a lot of people. I don't get a commission or anything. They just have amazing prices. So basically, I'm going to post it in the comment section. Basically, you get the mixer for $50. You get the AKG mic, which is a D790 dynamic mic with a cable and a stand for $40, which is unbelievably cheap. You get a 6-inch pop filter for $10. And then you get the Behringer audio to digital USB input for your computer for $30. So that's coming in at $1 less, or $1.50 less than what he's going to get with the Blue Yeti. So you might want to consider checking out these units. The mixing board looks a little daunting, but trust me, once you get used to it, you've set everything up, you never touch it. So that's my recommendation, and everybody else check the links, and I'd love to hear some feedback on it. Bye for now.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Your time's up, dude.